BJ and Jamie.
Ba-da-bump. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Let's get this party started. It is a Friday. KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9, and on the Odyssey app. It's free, and you can get us there. And you can also listen to the podcast after the program today. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
What's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm trying to figure out what they're looking at underneath the bridge.
I know.
Where is that? What's going on?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
nuts. No. Not paying attention this morning.
That's
all right. I guess.
They have flashlights looking under a bridge.
Maybe it's trolls.
Maybe so.
Did you see that story of the guy under the bed? Do you know what I'm talking about, where the babysitter found that guy?
No.
Oh, listen to the story.
God, so weird. Creepy.
I got to play this for you, too, okay? Because I've got the audio here.
Super creepy.
I know, it's a creepy way to start the show,
but
you know what? I love it. I do. So this babysitter has a little toddler that she's taking care of. And the toddler keeps saying, there's a monster under the bed.
Like all kids do.
Yeah. And, of course, the babysitter just kind of brushed it off. And finally, just to let the little girl calm down.
Like, let's look under there together, because there's no monsters under there.
Yes, there was.
Uh-oh.
A dude. He was under the bed.
That's so creepy.
Isn't that wild?
That is so creepy.
Here, let me play the story. We normally don't start out with audio
this.
No,
I know.
It's crazy.
You're
fresh out the gate.
Look at me go. All right, here we go.
A Kansas sheriff's office says a child told the babysitter there was a monster under the bed. When she tried to show the kid that there was nothing wrong, she ended up face to face with a man hiding underneath the bed. The babysitter and the man then got into some sort of an altercation, and he got away. Police identified the suspect, though, as somebody who used to live at that house. He'd been ordered to stay away from the property. Deputies later captured him, now being held on a $500,000 bond.
Holy cow!
That's super creepy. Don't ever tell your kids this story.
No, absolutely not.
Ever.
Because you don't believe the kid, the monster under the bed.
Oh my
and then
gosh.
There's a dude that used to live there.
That's so weird. Oh.
In Kansas, just down the street.
And he's been ordered to stay away from that house.
Well, of course.
Whatever, it's like a foreclosure or something.
I don't
Could have been,
know.
Yeah.
My sister, I used to hide under her bed in her bedroom.
Right.
And, you know, just to listen to her when she had sleepovers or whatever, her and Tracy Shady. And I told you this before, but all of a sudden, the next thing I know, there'd be a vacuum with that big light across it. And I'd be like, because she knew I was under there. So they plug in the vacuum and start vacuuming out.
Like it's going to suck you up.
Yeah. It was terrifying when you're like six. That's scary.
Hey, I've got some good news for you, Jamie.
Okay, good.
All right, I'm looking at the brackets. You know, the game started back yesterday.
Yeah.
You're not on bottom anymore.
Yay!
Nice.
You're second from bottom.
Yay!
Hey, that's still improvement.
Yeah,
there's
that is.
37 people in this bracket, and you're 36.
Thank God. I love that. I'm so much
You are dropping like a rock, pal.
I know.
Yeah, you really tumbled.
Yeah, I kind of started out like a herd of turtles, and now not so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Wait, what?
That's my life.
I know.
I'm the herd of turtle guy.
Yeah,
okay.
The herd of turtles.
Come up with your own.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just thought I'd inform you that you're out
so
of last
place. Yeah, I'm so excited about that. That is fantastic news.
But
what
here's
a great Friday to already kick off. Yay!
Yeah, here's even better news for you, okay?
Okay.
You're the only person out of 37 people that has Michigan State winning it all.
Nice.
So if Michigan State wins it all, Jamie, you could go from 36 to number one.
Seriously, yeah. Come from behind.
That's what I do.
I kind of hope that happens.
That's what
That'd
I
be
do.
A great story.
What a comeback.
Yeah. What number are you, Carson?
I don't know.
Carson is
like seven, six,
I'll probably,
seven.
No, I'm probably like 15th or something.
No, I think you're 10th.
And what are you, BJ? Still
second.
Two? Okay.
I'm second. Powerball Pete's like 8th.
Okay.
I can't be.
How's Slacker doing?
Slacker is 7th.
Oh, nice. He
Slacker's
came back up.
7th.
Yeah.
Powerball Pete is 8. Spadil is
This
10.
Is our bracket, in case you don't know what we're talking about.
Spadil is 10.
Carson's 19.
Carson's 19. Yeah. 19.
Yeah. I told you I was down there.
Yeah, but nobody can do it like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you
I'd
go.
Love to see you go to number one.
I know. Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be wild.
Especially if she like gives everybody the money based on being number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that money is going to work.
Nobody does. Nobody
All right,
does.
We got to get started here, man. We got Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. We're going to change it up just a little bit this morning. We're going to give early people a chance to win. We'll do it at 7:10 this morning.
Nice.
Okay.
Yep.
I think we had a complaint yesterday. Give us a chance. Give us a chance. Okay, you'll get a chance today. 7:10. Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
Oh, God.
BJ Jamie.
He's come out with some new music. We should maybe try it.
The Benson Boone?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We should try it.
I don't know. Anyway. I don't know. Hey, we were talking about golf off the air.
Okay? We were. First of all, I want to give a shout out. I mean, I'll do it again later when more people are awake too. But South Suburban Golf Course, I thought it was the one over at Centennial, you know, where the jets fly in and stuff.
Yeah, like family's fun.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was that way. It was more west, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was absolutely beautiful. They have a par 3 course, and then they have a regular 18-hole course. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I can't even believe that this is like a open-to-the-public course.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's not a... I mean, they make you feel like you're at a country club.
Yeah.
Cool.
I
know you normally don't go to a city-type course that's owned by the county or whatever.
Yeah, I would go here 100 times.
I'll tell you, and I'm a golf connoisseur, man.
Yeah.
I go around playing these golf courses. I have never lived in a state that had better municipal golf courses than Colorado.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Florida was, they were like dog tracks down there. It was terrible, like living or playing in a pasture. But here in Colorado, they're absolutely gorgeous.
And everybody was so nice and just, I mean, it was just great. So
good day out.
Them.
And I'll bet you this weekend, being today and tomorrow, now it's going to rain late Saturday, but these golf courses are going to be packed. I got something I saw this morning. Speaking of golf, this is pretty cool.
What's that?
Did you see where two kids here in Colorado are going to be a part of the drive, chip, and putt at Augusta National?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, two teens.
Wow.
They're like 12 and 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting goosebumps. Well, I think that is so cool.
Okay, it's not that.
Like, one kid's in Greeley.
You got goosebumps?
I did. I think that's so exciting. I always wanted to be a part of that.
I got the news story for them right here.
Oh, you're a good man.
I just
13-year-old Hudson Blake of Fort Morgan and 15-year-old Isaiah Fowler of Greeley were among the top 80 golfers in the country that qualified for the Drive, Chip, and Putt National Finals. This competition will take the Colorado kids to a dream destination for any golfer.
2 weeks ago, I was like, it all just kind of came to me. I was like, wait, I'm going to the Augusta National. So it was just complete shock.
It gave me goosebumps just hearing that.
That's cool. Jamie, there are certain things that float my boat.
I guess.
And my boat is floating like crazy right now.
I do want to make that drive. I would love to make that drive up that driveway.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, that would be
at Augusta?
Yeah.
I forgot what that lane is called.
Yeah,
but yeah.
It's something famous.
Yeah, but
probably
these two
Augusta
kids.
Augusta Drive.
I watch this drive, chip, and putt competition every year.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool because all these kids, man, what a dream to go to Augusta and participate. And hopefully one of those guys can win it, or both.
Do you get goosebumps when you go to Topgolf?
No.
You hate Topgolf.
Really, I don't really like Topgolf.
I love Topgolf.
I do too.
Hey, the clubs are sucky. And
you can bring your own.
Yeah, well, I don't take my own, but I just don't care for it.
Yeah.
Hitting off those mats. I feel like I'm going to fall off the edge.
That's the only type of golf I can play right there.
Yeah, it's really fun, though.
I've seen you at Topgolf. They should ban you.
Hey, the slap shot hybrid. It works. Okay.
When we went, he did pretty good as far as like top golf scores.
My form was just terrible.
Because the balls are the balls are obviously chipped, you know.
Yeah.
But and they travel weird.
Oh, they soar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful.
That part. But
you,
it's really
you feel
fun,
like
though.
You hit the ball really good and it goes nowhere.
It's just a great way to introduce your kids though to golf too. That's the first place my son played when he was like 7.
I like their food.
Yeah, they got
food's
great.
Food. Great.
You know who had great food? It's South Suburban.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yes, I'm not even kidding. The wings are on point.
Really?
Man, I have to go out there. Yeah. I got to get me a new place for wings.
So good. I took a picture off to show you.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're very tasty.
All right. Well, congratulations to those two lads that will be going down to Augusta to participate in the drive, chip, and putt. That would be really cool if they won.
My picture of my wings.
Well, let me see your wings.
Did you post this? No, I did not post it.
You're not a food poster, are you?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, man, those look delicious. What
the heck? I know,
PJ's
right?
Going to look up the menu right now.
Holy cow. Yeah. Those are delicious looking.
Yep.
All right, BJ and Jamie, we have Jonas Brothers tickets. We're going to do them a little early, 7:10 for your chance to win. And don't forget, Jonas Brothers tickets go on sale today at 10 o'clock, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They sure do. Yep.
So you just got to go get them. Go to your, Ticketmaster? Is that right?
Probably so. Spadil? That's probably where you get them.
I'll find out.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's where you get all tickets.
Yeah, it's usually where it is now. Yeah.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash next.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alex 105.9.
Da, da, da. Okay, anyway. How is everybody? Good, good, good.
Good.
I'm so excited about this. Because I've gone before and we are so lucky to get it, and it will blow your minds if you've never been. And that is, we are getting the Sundance Film Festival. Woo! This is such a major thing for Colorado. I can't even believe we get it.
Take that, Salt Lake City.
Yeah, right?
That'll teach you.
Man, I don't know what happened, why it went down, because my son was like, I feel like he was just a newborn when I went. And so they've had it forever. And the fact that we get it, right? I think you have it in the Vox Pro, the whole thing about it.
Yeah, I do. All right, hang on. One.
Welcome to Colorado Sundance Film Festival.
Officially making the move from Utah after a year-long decision where the festival was held for over 40 years.
What better place to show our hospitality to residents across Colorado and visitors from across the United States and across the world than right here to be able to help be a part of telling those powerful stories that need to be told through the medium of film.
40 years?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then they took it away from them? Something happened.
Yeah, I don't know what occurred. I will tell you this. I think Boulder's ideal for it, though.
I do, too.
You know, Salt Lake City's a great place for it. I mean, obviously, they were there for 40 years. But Boulder, I think it fits there.
And when I went, we had this thing, like this pass, and you could just walk into any little theater and catch a different movie, an independent movie.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. So we'll let you know when those go on sale or whatever, but it's just really cool. You just go up there, you wander around. Well, at least you did in Utah. You wander around, and then like all the bars are packed. It's just insane. And then you just walk into a little theater, catch a movie, come out, you know, have dinner. It's just awesome.
They're actually saying that some Boulder hotels are already filling up. People are already booking those.
I bet they are. Now, I bet they are.
It's still 2 years away.
I bet that they
yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's in 2027 when it moves here.
Because, I mean, everybody from L.A. will come and see it because it's all these independent films, right? So, anyway, congratulations to us and to Boulder.
Woo-hoo!
Yay! All right. What's this thing about Netflix? That people are upset. Netflix is set to reboot an iconic cartoon as a live action remake, but fans are begging for them to stop ruining their childhood.
Scooby-Doo?
Yep.
Many adults grew up watching Scooby-Doo and his friends Shaggy, Daphne, and Fred, Velma, and all of them. They saw. I was terrified of Scooby-Doo.
You were?
It was so scary to me because they had those flashlights and it was dark.
And some of the monsters, especially.
Oh, my God.
They were pretty scary.
I hated that. I literally hated Scooby-Doo.
I never got into it. I don't know why.
Because it's too scary. That's why. Because you're scared like me.
I guess.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I guess in a post on X, Netflix said that Scooby-Doo live action series is coming to Netflix. And then people are getting mad, saying, just leave everything alone.
I don't know if these live things ever work, you know, for cartoons.
I know.
I mean, they tried that with the Flintstones. What a bomb that was.
Yeah, and I feel like they tried it with somebody else. America, remember she played something? Betty Boo or something? I can't remember.
They did try, they had live-action Scooby-Doo movies before, and it was Shaggy was played by Matthew Lillard, and so a new live-action one, I can't imagine anyone playing Shaggy that's not that guy, because he just looks so like him. You don't remember those?
No.
They were kind of culty movies, I guess, but yeah.
Culty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wasn't in a cult then.
Yeah.
You know, I realized when you talk to me, that you talk in a monotone voice like this the whole time and that you don't do any kind of inflection.
I sometimes, if I'm really tired, I do that, yeah.
Why are you so tired?
I just couldn't sleep last night. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's stressed.
He had a lot on his mind.
What?
Yeah. Well, actually, last night, the company that I work for in the afternoon, we won a bunch of awards. So I was just like kind of excited. Yeah.
No kidding. Excited. So you couldn't sleep.
We won third place at the Rooster Cup for our vape cartridges.
Nice.
And then we also took first place for something called Cured Resin. Which is like dabs.
What's the name of your company? You want to give them a shout out?
Fat Grams.
Fat Grams.
Yeah, Fat Grams.
Congratulations to Fat Grams. Wow. Yeah.
You won Rooster Awards?
Yeah, we won third place at the Rooster Award for best vape cartridge out of like 100 companies.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah. And we also got awarded Best of Westward, too.
Nice.
For the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Just collected awards.
Yeah. You're on fire.
It was a good day.
Bet you won't win the St. Patrick's Day parade float. As we didn't.
Heard that was rigged.
Yeah.
Kidding. All right, anyway. What else was I going to say? Gene Hackman and his wife's bodies are still unclaimed. That's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
The bodies of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy, were still unclaimed at a New Mexico medical examiner's office more than a month after their deaths. Hackman and Betsy were found in their Santa Fe home on February 26th. They were still on the New Mexico Medical Examiner's unclaimed list.
I don't know about his daughters.
I know.
They're coming across to me as very greedy, had nothing to do with Gene Hackman. They cut off their ties with him and just kind of spoiled, ungrateful brats.
Yeah, right.
You know, because, I mean, how do you not claim your dad's body?
That's so sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
It's weird.
Although we lost my dad's ashes. We still don't know where they are.
Well, losing is one thing, Jamie.
But how do you lose ashes?
Well,
I said to my sister, I go, she's like, you don't have them? I go, the last time I saw them, they were in the back of your car. And then I left. Yeah. And I said, we discussed like where we were going to sprinkle them.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know where.
Oh, no.
So Bob's missing?
Bob is missing.
Oh.
We don't know where Bob is.
We need to put him on a milk carton.
I was like, I go, do you think that you threw him out or something?
Yeah, we got to find him.
I know. We have to sprinkle him over Crab Orchard Lake, but he's missing.
I'm not going to rest this weekend. Knowing that Bob's missing, I didn't know he was missing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I told you before, and you said your dad get a kick out of that.
Well, I just assumed you probably located him by now.
No, my sister can't find him, and I left him in her
she
back of her
in the
car.
Garage.
That's what I told her.
You always look at the garage.
And I dug through my dad's house just to see, like, maybe she left him there. If she took him out, she does not remember taking him out of her car.
Oh.
Son of a biscuit eater. Where, oh, where?
She
are
on that
you
medication
tonight?
Again.
Well, right now she's on Oxy.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Megan Fox gave birth. The actress is 38 years old, and she welcomed a baby with her ex, Machine Gun Kelly. Now, I don't know, was he there or not?
He was there. That's the video that is posted. She hasn't posted anything. It was him posting it, holding the kid.
Oh, okay.
The kid's hand.
Mmm. She already shares three sons with what's his name from
Brian Austin Green.
Beverly Hills 90210, Noah, Bodie, and Journey. Do we know this baby's name?
No, we do not.
We
just know it's a girl.
That's a girl. Okay. Well, anyway, yay for them. Can you tell I'm a little tired?
Yeah. It's almost like you don't care.
I kind of don't care that she had a baby, whatever. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
I think they need to name him like Bullet or something for Machine
Bullet?
Gun. Yeah, like Bullet.
Oh, I like
Bullet.
That, yeah.
Yeah, just call him Bullet.
Yeah, I like it. Rifle.
It's a good name for him.
I like Rifle. Yeah.
All right, coming up. Jonas Brothers tickets. 7:10 for your chance to win.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.